Oy me hoyel onu. Chazal say, man detoni umasne ein lo shiur. Someone who learns Torah and who teaches Torah has no shiur to the amount of people that should come to his levaya. Why is that so? Why is ein lo shiur? Because the kovod that you give him will never equal what he accomplished in his lifetime. He learned Torah and he taught Torah, and what he accomplished is infinite, and the kovod that we have to show him is infinite. 50 years, he was marbit Torah. 50 years, he was maimid more than a thousand talmidim. And Talmidim at an age when the Rebbe is the most influential, shapes them, develop their understanding of learning, develop their hashkofes, gave them Musar, used to teach Tanakh, Sefer Shmuel, and use it as a way to bring out the Inyani Musa to the Bochrim. Spoke every week to the Bochrim in a way that captivated them, and taught, gave them Ashkofis and gave them Musa, the Cheshek, to grow. Shaped 1,000 lives to be B'nai Torah. How can we ever be Mechabed? It's Ein Lo Shiur. The kovod that is due to such a person is Ein Lo Shiur. Himself a Talmud Chochem Muvok, a Masmid, someone who davened. When you saw him davening, you saw him talking to the Rabbani Shalom. His presence was a shiur. A bocher who saw his presence, who saw him davening, was inspired to daven better, to become a better Eved Hashem. And the ideas that he gave were not ideas down in the air, but ideas that he lived by. You could see that he lived by them. Manditonu Masna, Leslie Shear. Isha was Tsoyek when Eliyahu was Nifter, Ovi, Ovi. There's a chazal that says, Ovi, Ze Ovi, Ovi, the second Ovi, Ze Imi. A Rebbe is not just an Av, a Rebbe is an Aim. Taught them Torah, taught them Musa, taught them the values of Torah. But he was also Imi, helped them in their problems, helped them solve the difficulties of growing up, created a kesher with them, a kesher which lasted a lifetime. Bocher, later on when they got older, they went to yeshiva, they got married, there were still misyayats with him, because they felt the kesher, the one that built them, was of Kalman. How can we ever repay what he did for us, what he did for Klal Yisrael? You never be mechabed, you never can repay it. And he was zeicha in his personal life with such hatzlocha with his family. He and his wife were maimed mishpacha with tiferes. התלמידי חכומים העסקים בצורך הציבו באמונו מקדשי שם שמיים, whatever they do. Accomplished what very few people accomplish in their lifetimes. But we miss him because he could have so much to give. He still had so much to give to the Talmidim and to the yeshiva. The 1,000 Talmidim, what a pity of those who didn't go under his hand. Pity of those who didn't hear his shiurim, who didn't see him as a model. And his hashpoah will go on and on to his Talmidim and to Talmidim, to their families. It will go on, Abi Sagoil. One man whose makabel is a young man to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to learn Torah, to be Moser Nefesh for Torah, look what he accomplished in his lifetime. We are shocked and we're saddened and we're at loss. This Odom Godel that left us so suddenly and not expected. He took sick when he was able to still be Mashpia so much. For 50 years, he was Marbet Stere, 50 years, over 50 years. His life and what he left behind, Talmidim and his children will be a nechome for his wife, who dedicated her life to him and to everything he did and shares whatever he did completely. His children, his Talmidim, will be a nechome for them. Perhaps we'd like to all ask Mechila if we weren't nayeh covered enough in him. We didn't visit him enough when he was sick. We'd like to all ask Mechila. And maybe Abe should send, maybe a Melit Yesher for the yeshiva. May it be Matzliach, especially for the Mechine. May it be a Melet Yesha for Am Yisrael. Melet Yesha for his wife and for his family, his children, his sons of Moron Eniklach. And Bila Movas Lenetzach, Mochad and Elim Dimo, Me'al Kuponim, and Emma Amen.